Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we're holding at the two dots, three lines down from the bottom, from the middle of the page. Kriva de Ravidi Baravin Shachiv. The Shachiv Dikla. There was a relative of Ravidi Baravin who died, and he bequeathed a tree. Now, some have the Girsa that he bequeathed this tree to his, quote, relative, unquote. Others learned that there were no kids, and therefore the question over here was Bechlal, who was first in line, and this is what he had. This was his estate, was the tree. But in any event, it boiled down to the question of who is defined as the closest relative, either in terms of being the only Yoresh, or being the one that he must have been referring to when he said, to my relative. So Ravidi Baravin claimed that he is the one who has the right to this dekel, because Anakriv Natve, I am this man's closest living relative, and I'm the one that should be getting the tree. And then there was another guy, the Ahugar, but there was another fellow that claimed the same thing. And he said that Anakriv Natve. Now, what happened was that because we could not paskin the din, neither of them had any rias, so this was left as a kol to olim govar situation. And the other guy, that's why the Bach actually has the gears of ata hugav, but this guy came along, meaning he came along and just took it, so that he ended up insisting it was his, and ended up eating it for the next few years, and he was acting as if he was the relative, and there was nothing Rav Chista was going to do about it, or could do about it. No. So what happened was that after some time, Lesof Odi Leidiu Korif Tvei. In the end, he admitted that indeed Ravida Baravin was the one who was the closest relative. Now this is Rashbam's Girsa. We'll go with this Girsa for a minute, then we'll go back over it according to some alternatives. So Rav Chista was making it in the hands of Ravidi Baravin, obviously. So at that point, Ravidi Baravin said, well, if we're finally seeing some justice done over here, so then I also want everything that he's stolen from me over the years by claiming that he was the closest relative. He's been using the peris of this tree for years. It's quite a lot of money. Be mechayev him to pay. So Rav Chista said, oh my God, you're supposed to be an Adam Gadol. Zeh she'omrim alav adav gadol. You don't seem to understand the most basic things about dinim. Aman kasamech mar. Exactly who are you relying on now to bring this claim for your dekel? On this person. Uh-huh. But this person says, during those years that he ate, Haka Amar Da'ana Mikarav Natvei, I was the closest relative and had a right to eat. Now, the questions on the Rashbam's gears are obvious. I mean, if the man has now admitted that he's a liar and that he wasn't the one who was Karav Tvei, so how in the world would we look at it as being anything the Rashbam says, and therefore it's like he's giving you a gift. What do you mean he's giving you a gift? It's a haidah as baldin, that I lied, and that I took the shalokah din. So what do you mean it's a gift? Because of that, Tosfos has the girsa, in which it just says, lesof odile. It doesn't say, the iukarif tvei. Now that makes a lot more sense. In the end, the guy comes along and says, okay, you can have the tree. Now he never said, you can have the tree because you're right. He just says, you can have the tree. Maybe he's a nice guy. Maybe he figures he already got some use of it. Let Rav Chista get some, whatever. So then, Enachinami. Let Ravidi, I mean, get the use of it. So there, Enachinami, says Rav Chista. Who says that he's doing anything other than giving you a gift? You can't be now be Toveya him because he admits that you should have the tree.
This is not called changing the claim because it's already a Talmud of what he said originally, correct?
There is no claim anymore. There's nothing.
Well, first you said it's my tree, and now he wants the fruit from, some of the years back. It's changing the case a little bit.
There is no case. They threw it out of court. Nobody had any riots. So now he's coming along. He wants to give you a gift. Let him give you a gift. Now you're going to sue him. How can you sue him? Okay, with Tosfos Girsa, that's more sense. There's also another Girsa, which is Lesof Aite Sahave, that Rav Idi Bar Avin was able to bring witnesses that he was a Korov. Not that he was Korov Tvei, but the other guy didn't have any witnesses. So Mamela, Rav Kisa was making it in his hands. But the guy wasn't made it to anything. So now, you're coming along and you want to be Tovea, this guy, on who you being Semech, meaning, how do you know that he ate pears? He ate pears because he's saying, what do you mean? It's mine, I've been here, I've been eating it. But he's saying that he ate it bad. So you certainly can't be Mechayim to pay if he's saying these pears that I ate were my own pears. So Mamela, there'd be no way for you to get it back. Now, the Rashbam presents quite a challenge, however. Let's take a look at the Girsa in our Gemara. Why would Reb Chista be saying this is like a gift? The Rashbam says, if you read him carefully, a very interesting comment. What he says is that until this point, the man has been eating these pears because of the din of Kol Da'ol and Gova. What do you mean with the din of Kol Da'ol and Gova? Din of Kol Da'ol and Gova. So in other words, what the Rashbam seems to be understanding is that Kol Da'olim Govar is not a default situation where the court simply says, the heck with it, we don't know what to do, go kill each other. Rather, Kol Da'olim Govar is indeed a din. In other words, we get being, you don't have a raya, he doesn't have a raya. So basically, whoever's going to assert their ownership is the one, as far as we're concerned, who has a right to eat it. Well, that has been the situation until now. Which means that what it is that the person was eating, he was eating not because he's the owner. He was eating because the court allowed him to assert Kol Da'olim Govar. So he did. Now that he's coming along, and there's no longer any case, so now he's coming along and he's saying, well, I'm going to give it to you because, even if it says, because you are the closest relative. But until now, he didn't say that. Since he didn't say that, and the court had left it up to asserting, so he had asserted. That way he was zeichet to whatever he ate in that din of Kol Da'olim Govar. Now, obviously, we'll take off the din mikan al haba of Kol Da'olim Govar. And if he would eat anything at this point, you'd have to pay. But up until now, you seem to have a misunderstanding of the meaning of Kol Da'olim Govar. Kol Da'olim Govar is not new. What can we do? Kol Da'olim Govar means that the court says whoever is able to establish through his tenacity and insistence that it's his has the right to eat it. Well, he did. That's a fascinating approach. Abaye Varava did not like what Reb Chista said. And they actually backed Reb Idi Bar Avin on this. So Abaye Varava lo sevir lehu hadar Reb Chista. They said that this doesn't make any sense. I mean, if this guy is now being made, so then it has to be seen as a retroactive withdrawal from the case. And kivan de odi, odi. So if he was made that what he ate shelo kiddin, so then why doesn't he have to pay now starting from that time? He's saying there never was a moment in which I was eating what was mine. I was always eating what was yours. And if I hadn't lied, I would have told you up front that what it is that I'm eating is really yours. Now the next case. Zeomer shel avotai vezeomer shel avotai. This sounds very similar to the case that we had before. And indeed, except for one detail, it's the same case. So here we have two people claiming that a piece of property was in their family for years. Hai aite sa'ade da'avate, and one is able to bring witnesses to that effect. V'hai aite sa'ade da'achlo shenei chazaka, but the other one is able to bring witnesses only to the fact that he's been here for 3 years and that there was no mecha'a. So Rav Chista said, "No malo l'shaker, iboy omer leminog zavinte, v'chalte shnei chazaka." He didn't have to claim it was always in the family. He could have said, "I bought it from you." Now, in this case, the edus that was brought, that it belonged to the forefathers of the other person, were edim that said that when the man died, it was still in his reshus, meaning that it had never been sold by the forefathers. So in the other case, remember, he revised his taina, and we said that that could be not a problem of taina because of a taina, because he says, yes, it's true, but it was purchased from your forefathers by my forefathers. Give some other period. But in this case, you can't say it was purchased because the Edom say it wasn't purchased. So that we know beyond mitato that it still belonged to him. So if that's the case, we can't revise the taina. So therefore, come along Abaye Barava and say, you cannot say Mali Lashakir in this case. Because there's witnesses who are saying that the taina on which he's basing his chazaka is actually a lie. So he didn't come in with a taina that he could have had. You can't use a migu against edim. So mali l'shaker b'makom edim lo amrina. And therefore, in this case, l'chor, he'd have to pay back the whole thing, including whatever it is that he ate. Now, who di omar le l'chavre? Mai ba'ita ba'ayara. In another case, when someone asks, what are you doing here? He said, what do you mean? I bought it from you, and I've been here, Shnei Chazaka. And I said, okay, bring me witnesses that you were here, Shnei Chazaka. The guy goes out, and he can only find witnesses that he's here for 2 years. So he goes, and he's, I decided, he comes and brings witnesses that he ate for 2 years. Omer Reb Nachman, well, if he's bringing witnesses that he ate for 2 years, and basically all those witnesses do is make him pay everything he ate for 2 years. Because he didn't get a chazaka, and now we have witnesses that he's been stealing somebody else's food. You better be careful what you wish.
That's why you have to pay, because there were witnesses against him.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise we would say, yes, he said he ate, but he ate his own. So in this case, he has to give back not only the land, he'll have to give back the peirot. Omer Zvid, in that case, however, I want you to know that if his original taina had not been, I bought it from you. Suppose all he would have said was, what do you mean, what am I doing here? We had an arrangement in which I would be yored l'peirot. So either I'm a sharecropper, or I had a right to take the peirot, you sold it to me, whatever the case may be. Then he would have been neman. Because, I'll tell you why. We have a halacha from Rav Yehuda. Lam yom Rav Yehuda ayma dedokit magla v'tuvlaya v'omer izel igre ledikle deplanya de zavna niale. That if somebody publicly announces that, you know, I'm on my way, here I am, he's carrying now the sickle and the ropes that he uses to pull down the dates off of a palm tree. And he announces, I'm on my way to so-and-so's palm tree to cut it down. Now, the correct years is probably ligdor, not gozar. Because gozar means it cuts down the actual dekel. Tosfos says, for sure, he's not neman to take down the dekel. It'd be neman only because of the derech to sell the peirot. So he claims now that that's what he's going to do because he bought the peirot. Then he's ne'eman. First of all, we won't stop him. And secondly, he's ne'eman not to have to pay for peirot that he already ate, even though the guy comes along and says, I don't know what he's talking about. The reason for this is that lo chotziv inish de godar dikla de lavdile. A person does not have the chutzpah to go and take off the peirot from a palm that doesn't belong to him publicly. So if that's the case, I'll tell you the same thing would be true here, that a person would not have the chutzpah to be erchel peres that don't belong to him either. So I understand, are we now canceling the din of chazaka? I mean, you could say a guy went down to somebody else's field, he's been eating it, what do we need the whole mechanism of shnei chazaka and all, just say, lo chutzivinish. It wouldn't be there if it wouldn't be his. It must be that it's his. Well, whoever it is, such crazy svar. Now, Lamaisa, Taisus understands that the whole sugya, anyway, as I said before about the deka, is a reference to the peirot that were taken and not to anything that's recoverable, certainly not to the Dekel itself, certainly not to the Eretz itself. So the Gemara's kasha doesn't seem to make any sense. I mean, we're not asking over here, why not say that the same thing would be true about being believed to claim that I bought the field from you? I mean, that's not what he's asking, if lo chatzivinish. So Tosis asks this on himself. So didn't I just explain that he's only neman for peirot that he already took? I mean, so what's the Gemara's kasha over here? He wouldn't be neman anyway. So we'll have to explain that this means he shouldn't have to return the peirot that he already ate. Now, we've been saying all along that if the guy, let's say, over here, he only brought witnesses that he was there for 2 years. He's still claiming that it was mine. He took the peirot, whereas being b'chayiv to give back the peirot. This would explain the smichut of this maimer now, Rav Zvid. So he's claiming he took the peirot. We're saying, okay, so then pay them back. Why don't we say, lo chatzivinish, and he's neman in the sense he doesn't have to pay back the peirot. That's the kasha, according to Tosfos. But clearly, it wouldn't take the place of chazaka. So anyway, however we understand the question, either with the simple approach, the way the Rashbam learns, aranami, we should be able to mimaimin without chazaka, or Tosfos. Ara, says the Gemara, ara, there's no problem. Because ara, amrinan le'ach v'shtarcha. The whole point, remember, of the chazaka was that we had a balance that we needed to reach between two anomalous behaviors, correct? On the one hand, a guy is claiming to own something that he can't back up with a contract. Very strange. On the other hand, a guy is claiming to own something and nonetheless sat back for years watching somebody else eat it. Very strange. Okay, so what we did with our chazaka was created a mechanism, essentially, that strikes a balance between those two problems of anomaly. And it gives you a certain amount of time in which it's assumed you'll be shomer shtar, a certain amount of time in which we assume that a person will be meicha, balances the psychology and the pressures of both sides, and comes out with establishing a concept of possession under certain circumstances. But we're never going to say that that possession is going to take the place of a shtar during the time, or anything would take the place of a shtar. That itself is an anomaly. And that anomaly is sufficient, if it wouldn't be for 3 years, to be deicha the raya that lo chatzi. So therefore, if you're talking about the ara itself, say, where's your shtar? So like I said, can't you say the same thing for the perot? Somebody sold me the perot. Where's my shtar? Yochi peri nami. No. It's not the norm to write out a shtar either for arisut or for the sale only of peirot. That's the point. So in that case, we no longer have a reason to doubt the fact that if he's going down and acting as the baalim, that it's simply lo chatzivinish as far as what he already took. In another case, now here, this is a fascinating case. So he brings one witness that he ate a chnut chazaka. Now the problem is, I mean, how are we supposed to deal with one witness? Normally, we do deal with one witness. He's b'chayev, at least a shmur, right? In this case, there's nothing we can do because this is similar. At least the Rabbonan, Kamei the Abaye, the Rabbonan was sitting there in front of Abaye's Besen. So they thought, you know what? This fits the established pattern of the famous case of Naska de Rabab. Now, Naska de Rabab defines precisely a situation like this where we have no way of responding to the testimony of one witness. So let's analyze what the case of Naska de Rabab is and how it fits this particular pattern. The case was that Ahu gav de chotaf Naska michavri, a guy was walking down the street and grabs a silver ingot from another guy in the street. And the guy, of course, runs to court. So he's also the Kamei de Rabami. And Rabbi Abba was there in the court. Avayati Rabbi Abba Kamei. And he's able to bring a single witness that this guy was walking down the street, I'm minding my own business, and all of a sudden he grabs a pickpocketer and he steals it out of my wallet. So he took my thing. The man responded to Rabbi Ami, and he said, it's true. I certainly did, because this guy is a gunner, and he had just stolen it from me. So I just grabbed it back from him. That's all that I did. This guy only saw the last part. That's great. That's like the newspapers. You know, they'll always show you something, but they don't give you any context. He chatfi, if I did take it. But he did chatfi. This is the guy who attempted the pickpocket. So Rav Ami said, oh my God, this is a mess. Because Eichin Dainu Dayani Lahaidina. What are we supposed to do with this mess? Should we say, well, if guy was baited, he was chaitif. And, I mean, we have a chazaka that belongs to the other guy because we have a wit, and he's made it, that it was in the reshus of the other guy. Remember that reshus on metaltali is basically possession as far as the Besdin is concerned. So that's 9/10 of the law, as they say. By us, it's all law. You can't take somebody out of somebody's reshus. So we should have you pay for what it is, because you yourself are made of. Yeah, the problem is that leka trace hide. We cannot take something based on one witness out of your reshus. And since you are saying you have basically the migu of saying, I don't know what he's talking about. I never took any of it. So you're saying you took it, but you're saying you took your own. So we can't be mechayev you on the basis of your hodah. And we can't be mechayev you mammon on the basis of an eid echad. So that we can't do. We can't say you should pay. Liftere, shall we say, well, there's nothing to do. How can we say there's nothing to do? We're not going to use this migu to say that I'm potter, because since we have one witness, the Torah was mechayev you to take a shvua, and therefore you can't simply use a migu in the place of the shvua. So you're going to have to take the shvua. The problem is, lishtaba, shall you take the shvua? How can you take the shvua? The shvua that the Torah defined was, the aid says A, and you swear A isn't true. No, how are you going to take a shvua? The aid says A, meaning, I saw this guy grab it. And you're going to say, no, I didn't grab it. You're admitting that you grabbed it. So you can't possibly swear against the aid. So every time you've got an aid echad, I mean, you've got better than the migu, you've got the actual taina, it never happened. Over here, you've got a migu, I could have said it never happened. Fine, but it's not more, so you're still going to have to swear. But you can't swear. Oh, my God. And not only that, so you'll taina, this is the way some Rishonim learned, so you'll taina now in this next piece. Okay, so let him not swear kedeged the aid, but let him swear that what he has is his own, and so memela, that would be sufficient. Now, he can't swear that it's his own, because basically what we see is a witness who says that this guy is a chatfan. According to the witness, the guy is not neman with a shvua, because he's a gazlan. So what's he going to say? I swear I'm not a gazlan. I mean, that's what it boils down to. That's ridiculous. How do you swear you're not a gazlan? So the only thing you could have done is to swear it never happened. That's the only place that the Torah believed you. But you can't swear it never happened because you're admitting that it did happen.
Well, although there's just one
aid. Yeah, but one aid is b'chayev a shvua. So it's the same thing over here. It's exactly the same case. We've got one aid. So what's the one aid saying? That you ate so-and-so's perot. But you're saying, no, but on the contrary, if I only had another aid, that would make it my perot. So you're certainly not going to say I didn't eat the perot. But the one aid can't be koveid in your reshus, and you can't swear. So we're stuck with an Ask of the Rav Abba case. So what Rav Abba said in this case was, he said, Omar Rav Abba, well, I'll tell you what you should do. Basically, this follows the halacha that someone who is mechuyav shvuah, who for some reason cannot make that shvuah, is stuck with the problem of whatever the shvuah would have potted him, and it doesn't. So he's a mechuyav shvua she'eno yachol lishava. And the rule is, kol mechuyav shvua she'eno yachol lishava mishalem. Where the Torah only allowed the shvua to be that which is in lieu of payment, and you can't take the shvua which is in lieu of payment, you're left with payment. So there's nothing to discuss. It has nothing to do with fair or unfair based on his taina. It has to do with the fact that the only way out of an eid echad against you for payment is to be nishba, and you cannot be nishba. Therefore, in this case, we should say the same thing, say the Talmidim to Abaye, because it boils down to Naska to Rav Abba. Amalei Abaye, what does this have to do with Naska to Rav Abba? You know, you guys are not thinking. Me, Tommy. Hatam sa'ada lu'urui ka'at. Over here, the aid, Echad, is coming to be Mechayev the Chatfan. So if there would be a second aid, he would vada have had to pay, and that would have been Mechayev him taking off the shvua as a possibility of getting out of payment, right? So there, ki atachrine bahade, if you get now your second aid, we would have been mafkinan lamine. In which case, what we're left with is half of a mafkinan lamine. The half of the mafkinan lamine, so to speak, the one aid is Mechayev the shvua. You can't take the shvur. So we go through with the mafkid and lamine, alpied effort, because you can't get out of it. How are you comparing this to that case? Over here, the aid is coming to help him, not to argue on him. He needs to establish that he is the owner. The only way he can establish that he was the owner is by establishing that he ate it for 3 years. So you're going to say, but he only has half of the eating it for 3 years. And therefore, therefore, the Eid Echad is coming to be b'chayiv him to pay. No. If what the Eid Echad is saying is true, then he had every right to eat it. So you're going to take the Eid Echad, you're going to say, well, it's true, but only insofar as it's needed to pay. Does that make sense? So over here, hachalashi yuikat. Over here, the Eid is coming to help his taina that he has a chazaka. And were he able now to have the full impact of that testimony, so kiyot achrina, we would have been mukminan la biyadei. We would have said, let him keep it. So how can you use the one aid who's coming to let him keep it to be mechayev mishvua, which is like now he can't take, and therefore he's stuck with the impact of that man's aid, which is he should pay. If anything, the impact of that man's aid is that he should keep the whole karka and not pay anything. What then shall we do? Aha! To be discovered in the course of tomorrow's exciting daf. Krivi the Ravidi Baravin Shachi, Vishavak Dikla. Ravidi Baravin comes along and says, Ana Kriv Natve, Ota Ugav Ramar Ana Kriv Natve. Having used it for a number of years, the Sof Odile de Iukarif Tve. So, Ukbun Ravchista, Beyode of Ravidi Baravin. Omar Leila Hadili Pirida Khamehu Yuma Adhashta. Omar Zeusha Brimalav Gadam Gadolu. Amar Kasomihmar. Ahai. But this guy is claiming Anamagrav Natve the whole time he was eating it. Abaye Varova says, so who cares? Losvirlu the other of Kista, because given the Odi Odi. Ze Omer Shal Avotai Ve Ze Omer Shal Avotai. Hai Aiti Sahadi de Avatehu. Ve Hai Aiti Sahadi de Achashne Chazaka. Omer of Chista Bala Lashaker. Iboy Omer Leminach Zavinta Vechatesh Nechazaka. Abay Avarava Lassavi Lada Avram of Chista. Mali Lashaker Bemakome Dim Lo Amrina. Ahudi Omer Lechavri Mai Baita Bayara. Omer Leminach Zavni Vechatesh Nechazaka. Bring your witnesses. Ozalait is added Achitartishni. Omer of Nachman, if that's the case, Hodra Aravi Adri Piri. Omer of Zvid, but if initially he would be toying Vomer Le Perot Yaradati, Ne'eman, lav mi omer of yira, I'm on the nokin magla v'tuvila v'omar, izel igdere ledikla de planya de zamni ale. Ne'eman, lo chotziv inish de godar dikle de lav dilei. So, chinami lo chotziv inish l'mecha peri de lav dilei. Well, if that's the case, ara nami. No, ara mrini le'ach v'shtarcha. So, yachi peri nami, v'shtar le peri lo avin ish. Ha'udi omer l'chavrei, mai ba'it ba'y ara. Omer le minoch zavni, v'achal teshdei chazoka. And he was able to be aite chad sahada dach letlachni. Where Rababa was having Yatif Kame, and I te chat sade the michtav chat for mine. Omale, it's true chatvi, but it was didi chatvi. Oh, Rabami, oh man, did I know Dayani, a poor Dayan, what's he supposed to do? Idina. Lishalem, like a tree sahade. Liftere, ikachat sahade. Lishtova, omar michtav chatva. And anyway, even omar the chatva, have it like a gazlan. Omar Ababa, well, he's a bukhuyav shvush and echoli shava. Call him bukhuyav shvush and echoli shava, mishalem. And say the Rabbanan, this should be the same. Omar le Abaya, what the same? Me dummy? Hatam, sahada lo ruye ko'ati. And therefore, iati, or vechiati, achrine bahade, mafkin lamine completely. So he has half of that. But achrine suyue ko'ati. Kiyata achrine, we would have been mukhinale biyade.